Tonight's shir, Simon Resh Beis, Si'if Tes, and Si'if Yud. Si'if Tes, Sufei Anovim, She'ein Mispashlin Le'olam. You have grapes that sit on the vine too long, they'll never ripen, there's something wrong with them, and they're not going to ripen. V'chein al ha-novlos, or on novlos, they are dates that are not fit to eat. Shehem tamarim shebishlam usraf machoim v'yavshu. These are dates that ripened and basically got burnt in the sun, the heat, they dried out. Mevarech shehakol. So on either of these fruits, whether it's the grapes that don't ripen or the super dried out dates, the brach is going to be shehakol. Mishtabur sifkot memches sufei anovim. Hano anovim hanimsam bagafanim bimos acharif. These are grapes that are in the wintertime on the vine. She'ein misbashlim le'olam. They never ripen. The oisim hem chomitz. They're used to make vinegar. Sefkad men tes shebishlim esofim v'chulu. Or the dates that are over-ripened. Haino she'ay de sveifes ha'choim nisbashlu v'nisyabshu v'nishtanu l'kilkulo. It's so hot that these dates ripened and dried out and they changed for the worse. Ushar mefarshim pirshu. Other mefarshim say the noivlos hainu min tmorim she mispashma la'ilim ve'nichshor la'chila. That these are dates that don't ripen on the tree, and they're not fit to eat. Elatoshin osan. So they pick them, umechamin osan be'ofer umispashlam, and then they warm them up or incubate them, if you will, in dirt, and then they ripen. Onos nosan b'machzalois o b'tevin leschamim achi ispashlam. Or they put them into mats or straw, and it keeps them warm, and eventually they ripen like that. Sifka anun mevarech shehakol. On either one, either these grapes that don't ripen or these dates, the brach shehakol. V'achreyem, afterwards, barei nefashos rabos, the brach is barei nefashos. V'lo domi lesif beis. Now this is not the same as sif beis. Gabi boiser, by under-ripened grapes. Tafilo higil lechbol halavon demevarech lambar piadama. There, even though they're very immature, they're not even the size of a bean, the brach is bar piadama. Umaishna sofia nov demevarech anolim shahakol. So why are these grapes that don't ripen, why are they shahakol? Yishlomo, the answer is, the shiny husm, it's different over there. Danov ma'al yininu, these are perfectly good grapes. Elishlo nig muridayin, just they are not yet fully ripened, they will ripen. So if you take them prematurely, the brach is bar piadama. Ma'ashenkein hoch, as opposed to our case, these are bad grapes. The only thing you'll ever get from these grapes is vinegar. So the grape is no different than the liquid that comes from it. This is also an explanation of those who say that the novos are dates. It's worse than other dates. Because they'll never ripen on the tree. Dates that will ripen on the tree, you can deal with the bracha when they're premature. But these dates are never going to be fit until you take them off, maybe incubate them. So therefore, the bracha is going to be shahakol. Si'if yud. Peros shesheroten o bishlam b'mayim. Fruits that were soaked or cooked in water. Afal pi shenichnas tam ha-pri b'mayim. Even though the water will get the flavor of the fruit, einu mevarech al osen hamayim ela shahakol. The bracha on the liquid, that water is going to be shahakol. For harosh kasav, the rosh writes, the after shem nichnas tam hapri b'mayim. Perhaps if the flavor enters the water, mevarech bar pi'eis, the liquid is bar pi'eis. The first sheet is sheet of harashba. Be'er girl quotes the harashba. If you cook fruit, even though there are flavors that will come into the water, it's no different than squeezing the fruit. You squeeze a fruit, you squeeze an orange, you squeeze an apple, squeeze a pear, the brach is shahakol on the juice. So too, if you cook it, the liquid is no different. The Rosh holds that if you cook fruits, it's possible that the brach on the broth, the liquid, is ha'etz. Even though the Rosh knows that when you squeeze the fruit, the brach is shahakol. He maintains there's more of the fruit flavor in cooked water than in the juice itself. You squeeze the fruit, that's zeya b'yama. You cook it, that gets the whole fruit flavor, That's the Shitas HaRash, the second view, that perhaps the water becomes Bar Pietz. Mishtaburus of Katan Alf, Perish Shashron. These fruits were soaked. This means they're soaked Mesla S, 24 hours. The Bezerra Gilin Latain Tamamayim, it's typical for the flavor to seep into the water 24 hours. The 24 hours is the Halach of Kavush. The din is that when you soak something 24 hours, it's the halachic equivalent of cooking it. So it's cooking or soaking for 24 hours, which is halachically the same as cooking it. Sefkar nun beis, so the sheet of the Mechaber begins with the sheet of the Rashba, the bracha is only shahakal, ela shahakal. So havi el zeba alma, it's no different than squeezing the fruit itself. It's just like perspiration from the fruit. Kedeyal sefches, like we learned the sefches. For though dami lamai the silka, this is not the same as the liquid broth of cooked beets, udakulu shilki or other vegetables, the mavarach and alai bor pi adama, where we would say bor pi adama on the broth, ukatakamam besimen reshe sif beis, this is discussed later in simen reshe. Misham dehasam rov achilas osan yirakos why de shlika. Over there, you don't eat beets unless you cook them. You don't eat those vegetables unless you cook them. So in those cases, the broth takes on the flavor of the vegetable itself. Mash'ekin hachal b'peros, as opposed to fruits, delav d'archayel l'mishlik or l'kavshon. It's not common to cook or soak them. Elo achlan ba'ayin, rather you eat them straight up. L'chein lo aminan shiyu shlikasan k'vishasan k'mosam. So we're not going to say that the broth, when you cook it or soak it or put it in a brine, that it should be the same as the fruit itself. Mio, however, b'peros sh'rov achilasan huay de bishel o k'visha. There are some fruits, and most of the eating of those fruits is through cooking or soaking. In those cases, meishli kasan k'vishasan k'mosan. The broth, when you cook it or soak it, should be the same as the fruit. And there'll be no machlekes. Even the Rashba would agree that the broth would be borei pure eitz on that broth, the same as the case of the vegetables that you don't eat unless you cook. There's a note here that even though this is the halacha, Rav Moshe wrote in the Igus Moshe, the minig is to say shahakal regardless, since we're drinking it. And you think, whenever you have a drink as opposed to something you eat, we treat things you drink as a shahakal. Beverages are shahakal, with the exception of wine and grape juice. So even though mi'ikaradin, the halacha would be that the broth of these fruits should be bar pia eitz, if you drink it from a jar and a cup, the minig is to make shahakal. V'kolze beperos shemetchilas niti'asam natilu adayt la'achla mevushalim o kvushim. Now this is the halacha of fruits that are planted with the intent of eating the fruits when they're cooked or soaked. But the fruits that we eat fresh, but there are those who dry them. And then they cook the dried fruit. Then the broth is shahakal. Even though everyone does it, everyone takes the dried fruit and cooks them up. But when the trees are planted, they're planted to eat the fruits fresh. They don't plan on the fruit groves, to dry them and then cook them. They're made to be eaten fresh. And therefore, when you do dry them and cook them, the broth will be shahakal. Well, the inyan floimin yevashim, what about prunes? O karshin, or dried cherries. Kasev chayodim, the chayodim writes, the medina shegdein shem harbe, in countries where they grow a lot, mistama notlu beruba dait liyavshin, we can assume they're planting them for the dried fruit. Vimkein bir chasan shal ratvan bor pia eitz, and therefore the bracha on the broth is bor pia eitz. So if they have these plum groves with the intent of making prunes and from there prune juice, so then he would say the bracha on the prune juice is bor pia eitz. Now I still think we go back to Rav Moshe's psak that even though that might be the halacha, the minig is a shahakol. The minig is a shahakol, even though mi ikra din it would have been bor pia eitz. Sifka nun gimel. She'im nichnas v'chulu. The rush holds that if the flavor goes into the broth is bor pia eitz. What's lo meaning to say? When they taste and sense the flavor of the fruit in the water that you cook it or soak it, The Rosh holds Mevorchim Boreh Pe'etz. The Brachas Boreh Pe'etz. V'lo aminu she'enu ela tam kolush. We don't say this is a weak flavor. V'zeya ba'alma. And just like the perspiration of the fruit. K'daminu b'sefches le'in s'chitas pe'etz. The way we said in sefches when you squeeze fruit. The yoysu nechnas tam ha'pri b'mayim adei bishul. Milusochat ha'pri ba'atzuk shuchai. There's more flavor of the fruit in the liquid than you when you cook it, than in the juice of the fruit itself. And even though it sounds counterintuitive, but there's a logic there, because when you squeeze the fruit, you're not getting the pulp, you're not getting the actual meat of the fruit. Here, when you cook it, you're getting from the whole thing, not just the juice of the fruit, you're getting from the meat of the fruit. Well, the Eden Halacha, as far as the practical Halacha is concerned, Pasko Achonim, the Achonim Se Lechatchila, Yivar Shahakol. We go with the first sheet of the Machabe, Sheet of Sarashpo, the Baruch Shahakol. B'diyevet, and Berech Borei Pi'eitzi, I'll say B'diyevet, if he said Borei Pi'eitzi, he would be Yotza. And again, the way we said from Emesha, the fact of the matter is once our minig is to drink a beverage, we would always consider the drink as Shahakol. V'ayin b'simen reish hei, sif beis mashayach l'nyin. If you look at simen reish hei, sif beis, it's a discussion concerning vegetables that you cook and what is the din on the broth of those vegetables.